Hello.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Carl. This is Alan DeCosta. Do you remember me?
Yes, I do. How are you going, Alan?
Well, how are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Are you done with your breakfast?
Yes, thanks. Yeah.
Okay. I do believe that you are free right now. I'm not disturbing you, right?
No, you're right. All good.
Okay. Take your sweet time.
All right. Okay, what are we going to do again?
You got a quick support application on your mobile, sir, okay?
What, sorry?
Do you see a quick support application on your mobile? The blue color application where two arrows is pointing rightward and the leftward?
Hang on a sec.
Try to do that.
What app was it?
It's Quick Support. Team Weaver Quick Support.
No, I don't have that.
You don't see that?
No.
Okay, open Play Store, sir. Open Play Store.
Play Store, yep.
Open Play Store. Now, when you open Play Store, have a look on the very top. You can see a long search panel where you can type and search anything. Type there Quick Support. Quick Support.
No, it just games.
What happened?
It's just games. No Quick Support.
Yes, Quick Support. Now, when you search for Quick Support, you can see something which says Team Weaver Quick Support. Do you see that?
Hang on a sec. What? Quick Support?
Yes. Search for that, then you will get to see Team Weaver Quick Support. Do you see that?
Yes.
You'll get to see just next to that zip application or anything like that?
No. Sorry.
Okay, you are in the Play Store right now?
Yes.
Have a look on the very top. Do you see a search panel?
Yep.
Type there Quick Support. Quick space support. SUPPORT.
Yep.
Now, do you search for that?
Yep.
Now, do you see Team Weaver Quick Support?
Yes.
Do you see open or install?
Yes, yep.
Tap on open. Now, when you tap on open, what you can see? What you can see, sir?
Yeah, it's just, I'm opening it now.
Okay, you're using an Android phone, right, sir?
Sorry?
You're using an iPhone or an Android phone, sir?
Yeah, I've got an iPhone.
Oh, you got an iPhone, right? Have a look, sir.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you on your mobile, you already got the application which says AnyDesk, the red and the white diamond color application, okay? Just beside that zip. Just try to find out. The red and the white diamond color application. AnyDesk.
Yeah, I've got AnyDesk. So do I get back out of this Team Viewer Quick Support?
Leave that. Open that AnyDesk. Leave that. Open that AnyDesk.
Yeah, hang on a sec. AnyDesk, yep.
Now you can see the numbers. The 98 number. 389. 546-95951.
Yep.
Now wait for a second, sir. Shortly, you are going to get a verification security message. As you done before, you need to do the same thing. When you get a security warning, you need to go to the very bottom down. Do you see a security warning?
Yes.
Go to the very bottom. Do you see I am aware of that risk? Pick that box.
Yep.
And give a click on accept.
Yep.
Give a click on accept. and then give a click on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere, okay? Tap on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. Do you see start broadcast?
No, just accept.
Click on accept.
Yep, start broadcast.
Tap on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere. If you can see countdown, don't touch anywhere.
Yeah, the countdown's on.
Okay. Wait for a second.
Good application.
You can see the number right now?
No.
What you can see, sir? Can you come near to the phone or you can put the phone on speaker, sir?
Hello?
Yes, what you can see, tell me?
Just nothing. It's just the same.
The number only, right?
No number.
Okay, this is
the screen broadcast.
Okay, this is stop broadcast. I'll go to the application. Okay, click on stop. Click on stop, sir. Click on stop. Then give a click. Now, do you see the number 389546?
No.
Okay, do you see go to application?
Okay.
Click on go to application.
Go to application. How do I do that?
Okay, you can close this page, close the application fully, and open it one more time, okay?
Okay.
Close the whole application and open it one more time.
Can you, what do I do?
You can see the number?
No.
Okay, yeah. What, you can see the number, right? You need to do the same thing, sir, as you done before, okay? Click on I am aware of that risk. If you can see that, click on I am aware of that risk. You click on accept. Now another accept will come up. Click on accept. Now this is start broadcast.
Yes.
Click on start broadcast 2 or 3 times only, okay? Now don't touch anywhere. Now
okay.
Go back to your home screen of your mobile. Minimize this page. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yes.
Press the home button and open the zip, sir. Open the zip.
What?
Zip, I already installed yesterday. Open that zip.
Yes.
Now give a click on sign up.
Yep.
Click on sign up now.
Yep.
Now put your number there. Type your number. Followed by 0, okay?
Followed by 0. Oh, I don't know what the numbers are, man.
The phone number, your phone number, sir.
Oh, my phone number, okay.
Yes, sir. Your phone number.
Finish by 0, yeah?
Yes, you have your send code?
Oh, yeah, hang on. Send code, yep.
Now you are going to get a code, you need to put the code here. You are going to get a text code, text message.
Yep.
Now, maybe after that, it says let's go. Give a click on let's go. If you can say let's go. Now, put your date of birth. Your date of birth was 28/07/1965. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh my God, I remember your date of birth. Now, do you see connect to band? Give a click on that, connect to band.
Yes.
And select your ANZ band.
Yes.
Select to ANZ band. Let's put this here in.
Okay, hang on a sec.
And you already received the password yesterday, so please don't make any mistake today, okay? Otherwise, the credit will take time. And I don't want that you are going to do that, okay? Just wait for a second. You can see it's loading, right?
Yep. Sorry, we couldn't log into your bank account.
Okay, what is telling to you?
It says, sorry, we couldn't.
Okay, you see that it says your financial institution requires you to perform some manual action before we can export data from your account. Please log in to your financial institution online banking desktop site and complete the action request after you log in, right? So do one thing, give a click on OK, got it. Give a click on OK, got it. Now do one thing, minimize this page. I understand what happened. Minimize this page. And open Safari. If you have a Safari, open Safari.
Safari?
Yeah, open Safari.
Yep.
Now, on the very top, type your bank name, ANZ Online Banking. On the very top, you say. And if you don't mind, who do cryptos? Say? You do cryptos?
Sorry?
You do crypto?
No.
Okay. When you type ANZ Online Banking, please let me know. When you search for ANZ Online Banking, just minimize the page and open the AnyDesk application server where you can see the cancellation ID, okay?
And I'm sorry. Slow down. I'm still doing all this.
Okay.
If I knew what I would do.
Now minimize the page and open the red color application AnyDesk, the red and the white diamond application.
Minimize the page. Yes.
And open the red color application AnyDesk, where you can see the numbers.
Yeah. And want that number put in here?
Okay. No. Yeah. And you can see the AnyDesk number 3895469 51.
Yes.
Okay, do the same thing, sir, as you done before. Do the same thing. Click on I am aware of that list. Give a click on accept. Click on accept and give a click on start broadcast, okay? Click on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. You can say start broadcast, Mr. Now don't touch anywhere. Minimize the space, sir. Minimize the space and open Safari. Minimize the space and open Safari.
Yeah.
On the very top, you see a search panel. On the very top, sir, where you can see 21bit9.com. On the very top.
Yeah.
Click on that. And type your ANZ online banking. Or you see internet banking, internet banking ANZ, you have click on that,
yeah.
You have click on that, click on login, click on login,
yeah.
Now put your CRN and password, put your customer. Now what you can see,
select your preferences,
click on that, now I want to scroll down little bit, scroll down little bit sir, scroll down,
yep,
you can see it's all your account, right,
yep,
go to the very bottom, you can see I agree and continue. DC, I agree to the above. You have to save.
Yep.
You have to save. Now, what you can see, go to the bottom. Do you see view account?
Okay.
Click on view account. Now, wait for a second. Scroll down. Go to the bottom.
Continue.
Now, scroll down. Now minimize the space, sir. Minimize the space. You will get to see. Now minimize the space, sir. Okay. Simply minimize and open zip. Now the zip is going to be work. Okay. Open zip. Click on connect to bank. What happened? What you can see?
Okay.
On the very top right hand corner, do you see an X sign? Give a click on that X sign.
Yep.
Now click on close anyway. Now click on sign up.
Yep.
Click on let's go. Sign up now. Put your phone number.
Okay.
0478119774.
Yep. Well done. Yep. Send the code.
Yes, send code and just type. Put that code.
Okay. Let's go.
Click on let's go. Put your data board.
Yeah.
Click on continue. Click on connect to bank.
Yeah.
Put type your bank name ANZ.
Yeah.
Go to the bottom. Now put your correct server, the correct CRN and the password, okay? Please don't make any mistake right now.
Yeah, I didn't make any last time.
Okay. Yeah, the last month. Click on continue. If you can see continue, you can click on continue. Now you have a. Do you see driving license? Click on driving license. Click on driving license.
Yes.
Do you see medical card? You can click on medical card. Click on medical card. And
yes.
Just now scroll down and see that. It's whatever the details it's asking, just try to put that only, okay?
Medicare card number, yeah.
Yeah, before it's asking for your name, right? Put your name. Name and
insurance.
It
what? Oh, okay. Legal last name.
Yes, put the details correctly, okay? And before give a click on submit, let me know.
Okay. Do I need to put my names in?
Yeah, your name, sir. The name which is appear on your Medicare card, as we already informed you for the verification purpose.
Yeah.
So try to put it correctly. When you done that, please let me know, sir.
Yep.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, then do one thing. No, don't give up on submit. Minimize this page and sorry for that. Open the AnyDesk one more time where you can see the 9-digit number. Open that one more time. Sorry for that, sir.
That's okay. Yeah.
Do the same thing as you done before. Same thing. Do the same thing as you done before. Tick that box. Give a click on accept. Give a click on accept. And then start broadcast, two or three times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere, okay?
Yep.
Now don't touch anywhere. Open, directly minimize this page and open zip. Now just put the reference value to all this thing correctly.
What's reference?
Please select your card reference number. On your card, you on the back side,
yep,
of the card, you can see a reference number. Do you see that? Or you can do one thing. Give a click on refer. Give a click on that reference first. Tap on reference.
Yep.
Do you understand what
is that? Number in front of my...
It's one number, right? Now what is,
yep,
the value to put that number?
Yep. Hang on a sec.
Put that. You can continue. When you've done that, do you see the license? Please enter a valid legal last name on the on your card, sir. On your card, you can see the same name, Derek.
Yes.
Okay, is G
yes.
Derek or just a normal Derek?
Just Derek. Yeah.
Just Derek. Try to give up everyone. Continue. See, it's not changing, right? Just try to do one thing, sir. Just before Derek, can check the spelling, sir, on your Medicare card. Try to check the spelling, spell like the letters. All the letters is correct.
Yeah.
Can you scroll up a little bit? Can you scroll up a little bit?
Yeah.
Please enter a valid legal first name.
You did. Tell.
Okay. It says please ensure details below 100% match what prints on your Medicare card. Legal first
name. Charles J. Derek.
That's correct, right?
Yep.
And do you have a driving license with you, sir?
Yes.
Can you be handy with that driving license?
Aye.
Can you be handy with your driving license?
Yes.
You are handy with the driving license? And it's a valid driving license, right?
No, it's expired.
It's expired, right?
Yeah. I lost it. It got taken off me by the court.
What happened there? Like, did you have you done some accident?
Aye.
Okay. Do one thing, sir. Open the any desk one more time. Let me check that. What is the problem happen again? Open the any desk one more time.
Yep.
Do the same thing as you done before. I don't know why the medical card is not taken, but you're telling me.
No.
Okay, do one thing. Go back to your home screen, sir. Go back to your home screen. And
yeah.
open the setting, sir. First, open the setting on your mobile. Open setting.
Yeah.
Open it. Now, do you see display and brightness? Give a click on that. Display and brightness.
Yeah.
Okay, and now go back. Now open the zip, sir. Do one thing, sir. Can you go ahead and take a clear photo of your medical card?
It's getting a bit frustrating.
I understand. The name was same, right? Carl D. Derrick, and it's a medical card, right?
Yep.
You taken a photo, the clear photo?
Yes.
Now open the any desk, sir. I don't know why they keep disconnecting today. Do you see the any desk? Open that any desk.
Yes.
Do the same thing. Sorry for that. You have to do lots of time. This is the last time. Do the same thing. We're going to start broadcast.
Yes.
Now wait.
Yes.
Press, go back to your home screen. Now wait, sir.
Yes.
You can see. Yes. Now open that photo. Open that photo. Open that photo.
Yes.
You can see the same number, right? Okay, open the zip, sir. Open the zip one more time. Open the zip.
Yes.
Just think that the difference number or the card number is correct.
Yes, it's correct.
Okay, just scroll up. Just beside that name, do you see an I sign?
Yeah.
Click on that I sign and read out for me what you can see, what it's telling to you.
Please enter a valid legal name.
Where are you putting the name? where you're putting the name, just beside that you can see a small I sign. Do you see that on the circle? Click on that.
Yeah.
Now what is saying to you? Is it telling you the same thing?
Please validate your first name. I have.
Oh my God.
Block letters?
Yes.
Hang on a sec.
Try to put in the block letters. Try to put all on your block letters.
Yeah.
And give a click on continue or submit. If it's taken, please let me know.
Yeah.
It's taken?
Okay.
Give a click on continue.
That's better.
It's taken, sir?
Okay.
Is it accepted?
Yes.
It's not accepting, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's not accepting. I don't know, you like, as I seen that, that you're putting the right details, right? But
yes,
I don't know why.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's not either.
Okay, not a problem, sir. See, like, you're going to do something right now?
What, like?
Can I call you after half an hour, 1 hour?
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay, because what I will do, I will need to check that what is the problem happened, and I will give you a call back after some time, okay?
Oh, no worries, Alan.
Okay,
thank
bye,
you
have
for
a
your
nice
help.
Day. Bye.
No worries, you too. Bye.
Let me check that each and everything, okay?
Okay, mate.